Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. We have a very special guest tonight. We've been trying to get him on for a while. Things happen, you know. I mean, people get busy, you know, I get busy. Guests are traveling all over the country, and I am too. I'm traveling all over Louisiana. But our guest today, I'm very happy that we're going to be promoting Central Private High School. And the principal, the headmaster of the school, joins us tonight, Robert Martin. Robert, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Lee. I'm honored to be with you.
Before we get started and talk about Central Private, we're going to talk about the football program. We're going to talk about all the sports programs. I'm shocked, actually, because Robert sent me programs I didn't even know existed at Central Private. We're going to talk about the new school being built, people that have come out of Central Private, some famous alumni, and they went to the LHSSA in 2019. We're going to talk about that from the MAIS League for many years. We got many good things to talk about, but I want to first thank our sponsors, John Harvey Toyota out of Shreveport, Bossier City. If you're looking for a used car or a new car, Harvey Autos has three car dealerships, pre-owned, certified, luxury models, got everything from fuel-efficient compacts with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Also, Medine's Collision Center in Baton Rouge on Kincaid Avenue. We have too much rain lately. Too many wrecks. But if you need to get your car repaired or truck or painted, this is family owned. The Medine family, Chris Medine, Dominica Medine, and their son Jesse is the general manager on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call them right now is 225-357-7983. It's 225-357-7983. They'll take care of you. They're family owned since the 60s, like us. We've only been around since the 90s. Actually, I got into business in the late 80s, but the business started, we started the magazine, Robert, in 97. And I noticed that Central Private High School started in 1967.
Yes, sir. That's right.
And started in the MAIS League for athletics. And I want to mention this to the listeners. Robert, I had a chance to meet you over the years through some mutual friends, and you do a great job as the principal, the headmaster at Central Private. And one day you called me and you said, look, I want you to see what we're building. And I rode out to Central. I lived a long time in Central. I lived about 15 years of my life in the town of Central. And you said, we're building a school. And I didn't have any idea that Central Private was building a school, a brand new school. And I met Robert out Gurney Road in Central, and he showed me the vision of the school, and I was blown away. I was blown away by what Robert was showing me with athletic facilities, the school. Now, really, it's just the foundation. It's not fully built yet, and Robert will talk about when they look to finish it, but Robert, I was blown away by what I saw.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we're pumped about it. We're very excited. We feel like we're a pearl of great price. It's been kind of hidden back here at the end of Sentara Drive, almost in the woods back here. But what was a horrible situation, the flood, now is turning into a blessing for us because our buildings flooded, and we're in temporary buildings primarily now. Our elementary has some nice buildings, but we've been in these temporary buildings since the flood, but we're moving this next school year. They'll be ready to move in the middle of August is when we're starting. We've got things lined up to be in a great building there on Gurney Drive, out of the flood zone, out of the woods, out on a nice piece of property, easily viewed between a couple of circles there, right next to the sheriff substation. And we're just excited because we feel like with our new building, our new facilities, and some positive cultural things happening in our school, that we're going to be able to tap into a lot of great resources and go forward. There's a lot of interest. We're getting a lot of interest from all over the place right now. Matter of fact, I checked our numbers today as opposed to a year ago today, and we're up about 120 [S2] Wow. [S1] Now over what we had then. And what that's going to do, Lee, is we're in 1A. It's going to help us. We're in the, kind of the lower end as far as the population or the number of students and so forth in 1A. It's going to move us up getting more students. We're going to be able to be more competitive in our sports programs. We've got a lot of good kids coming in, and we're just excited. We feel like that we're on the threshold of greatest things that have ever happened in our school. Like I said, there's a lot of interest from all over Central, Zachary, Denham, Walker, all over the place. We're giving tours every day, and we're just very excited. We're thrilled about what's happening, and we feel like we're strategically located and positioned with all the things that are happening in other schools and things of that nature, and plus all the new things. We feel like it's a push-pull. Some things are pushing people our way. Some things we're doing are pulling them to us. It's a great day to be a Red Hawk.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that the enrollment, if you Google, it said 470. So y'all are in the 500 range now, which is really good. Y'all were pushing 500. Now it's over 5. And I want to brag on the athletics, Robert, for a second. In MAIS League, and we'll talk about MAIS League. It's not a part of the LHSA, which now Central Private joined in 19. We'll talk about that later in the show. But the Red Hawks have won 12 state championships in baseball. 12.
13.
I'm sorry. 1997, 98, 99, 2000, 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008, 2013. And what's the other one I'm missing?
14. Next year.
14. And that was in the MAIS League. 14 baseball state championships. Basketball, they won 4 in a row from 1998 to 2002 and another one in 2013. So 5 state championships in basketball. Football went to the LHSA in 2019 and all athletics. But what do you think, Robert, of the jump? I thought watching Central Private on film last year in 2020 during COVID, that y'all had a great year. I thought under Robbie Mahfouz and Dennis Loria, we'll talk about all the different staffs at your school, the different sports coaches, but I thought they really competed well for being such a new program. Like you said, y'all are one of the lowest enrollment 1A schools in the LHSA right now.
Right, and we're going to move up in that area, but it's true. Our kids are very competitive. They put it all on the line. And we just feel like we were basically, in most of our sports, just two or three athletes maybe away from competing with the top-tier teams in 1A. And our baseball team, one district went to the playoffs, and we won our first round, and we lost to Calvary Baptist in close contest. We were up, actually, in one of them, and the guy hit a home run at the end and beat us. But Seth Stevens is our current baseball coach. He played for Jason Kinchin, who was a coach here for several years and won championships. And then Kinchin was under Kyle Acord, which a lot of people know Kyle Acord.
Yeah.
He was the baseball coach here for years, won a lot of those titles. And we feel like Seth's going to continue in that process.
Yeah.
And we lost last season because of COVID, but this year we, as I said, we won district, and our guys were very competitive.
Robert, we're going to take a break. We take a break. When we come back, we'll continue with more. With Robert Martin, the principal headmaster at Central Private High School, I want to mention when we come back some of the famous baseball alumni. I've got three guys that stick out to talk to with Robert that came out of Central Private. Three phenomenal baseball players that came out during the Kyle Acord years. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest is Robert Martin, the principal headmaster of the Central Private High School. We're talking about the school. Robert, the three guys that stand out to me growing up is Lane Mestepe, that played at LSU, was a great pitcher, went to Central Private. Josh Wall played for the Dodgers, was signed by LSU, but went pro out of high school, was 6'5", threw 98 miles an hour from Central Private. And Kevin Shipp was an All-American at Mississippi State, a pitcher. All pitchers But three dynamic players, three of the best to come out of Baton Rouge era the last 30 years.
Yes, sir. We're very excited about those that have come from here, and we got more that's going to come out of here in the future too. But yeah, those are three great names, three great representatives of our school, and so we're very happy about that.
I want to mention some of your coaches, and I'm blown away all the sports programs at Central Private. I'm from Central, didn't even know this, Robert. Girls basketball and tennis, coached by Julie Hawkins. Volleyball by Tommy Skelly. Soccer, Estorado Silva. Am I saying that right?
Yes, sir.
Soccer head coach. Golf and football, Coach Robbie Mafus. I call him Robbie. Track and powerlifting, Brennan Corville. Isn't he a former athlete at Central Private?
Yes. He was an athlete here just a few short years ago.
Varsity JV cheer, Shore Flurry. Cross country in baseball, you got Luke James with cross country baseball. You had mentioned Coach Seth Stevens, who was at Nicholls State and Louisiana College in baseball. Your athletic directors is Dennis Loria, who won a state championship at Thibodeau. Softball, Jennifer Browning. Boys basketball, Garrett Deschamp, who I didn't know this. He was at Tulane as a baseball player and a captain. I didn't know that, Robert.
Yeah, he had a great career there.
Got a great staff. What do you think of your staff? I mean, a lot of great coaches.
We're very thankful. We have a young staff, young developing staff. We have things to learn, but we'll get it done. One thing about it, they're very competitive. You mentioned Julie Hawkins, girls basketball and tennis. Julie went to Central High School. Matter of fact, she's on their Hall of Fame or Wall of Fame, whatever they call it, as a softball player.
Okay.
And then she played at LSU as well and played in some College World Series there. She was Julie Weiss. Was her maiden name, okay. Julie Weiss. So a lot of people would know of her. A lot of youth, a lot of vitality, strength, vision. And we just feel like as we get all of this organized like we need it to be, that we're going to be a force in a lot of these sports. Because, again, this past year, our first year to be able to compete in LHSAA, we won several district championships, boys basketball, girls basketball, volleyball, and into the playoffs, and we won our first round. And girls volleyball is really good here. So we have a lot of things that kind of hang our hat on that we're excited about. Again, baseball, football. We had an exciting season with Robbie this past year, and as a matter of fact, we were right on the edge. We just getting into the playoffs. We were disappointed about that, and we lost a couple of games at the very end. One 2-point conversion away from basically being in the playoffs. But the thing about it, you know, our kids love our coaches. They play hard for them. And so, again, we're excited about the future, what the future holds for Central Private Nation, the Redhawks here.
Robert Martin is our guest, the principal headmaster for Central Private High School. Robert, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to mention your son, Noah. I want to talk about his inspirational story and what happened to him in a basketball game at Southern Lab. I want to let you share that story to the public. A lot of people outside of the community might not know about it, and it's I think, a remarkable story about your son, Noah. Is that okay to talk about when we come back?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, sir.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have more of Robert Martin, the principal, headmaster of Central Private High School. We'll be right back. Looking for a used car? Harvey Autos has three dealerships, which means three times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I want to mention some famous alumni from Central Private. Graves Chevrolet, the old Graves Chevrolet and Baker, Bobby Graves graduated from Central Private. I don't know if you knew that, Robert. Did you know that?
I did. Thank you.
And I want you to tell the story about your son, Noah. But your son, Noah, went into cardiac arrest in a basketball game against Southern Lab. And it's an incredible story. and an uplifting story. Tell everybody about what happened with your son, Noah, who's doing great today, by the way, but tell everybody what about what happened way back.
Yeah, he graduated last month, fifth in his class. And he's going to LSU, so he's very excited. He's always been a Tiger his whole life, so he's excited to go to LSU. My son Noah, in his junior year, which was last year, he's a starter on Central Private's basketball team. We were playing at Southern Lab in a district game, and he played all the first half. And then at halftime, I'm sitting with our fans, and one of the players comes up to me and whispers or says something to me. And I thought he said Noah needed water. And I said, okay, I'll get him some water. He said, no, he's having seizures. So I run back into the locker room, which is right off the side of the court. And as I run back there, the coach tells us what's happening. And he's on the floor, still kind of shaking just a little bit. Dr. Dean, Kyle Dean, who's a grad here, his son plays on that team too. And when he saw me run, he sensed something was wrong. He ran with me or followed me. So the team goes back out. Dr. Dean is saying basically with the seizures, he'll come out of them and he'll be okay. And when he was a little boy, he had some seizures. So I'm thinking basically we're going to get back on medication and things of that nature, mm-hmm. but that he'd be okay. So the team goes out into the court and Dr. Dean says, let's just turn over on his back and he'll be okay. And I put my hand on his chest to move him. And I could see his face was an ashen gray. And I asked Dr. Dean, I said, is he breathing? And he said, he checked. He said, he's not breathing. Call 911. Call 911. Then I run out on the court and ask for help. And what developed from that was amazing because the Southern Lab parents, some of them and some of the precious ladies from Southern Lab, the parents, mothers, they came over to the side. Some of ours came over to the side. The game, of course, stops. I go in to check on him, and they, after doing CPR for so long, Dr. Dean and a few others are doing CPR. Then they have to get an AED and shock him. When they shocked him, basically, I just couldn't really take it. They took me out. When I go out on the, I go on the side of the court, and those Southern women, mothers, and some of the Central Private, like a prayer meeting there. They started praying and calling on Jesus, and it really became amazing as they were helping me because I'm a pastor, but didn't have enough faith at that moment, but they prayed, and Southern Labs coach at the time, he came and held me up and was there with me, and they were just super kind. And so eventually, Noah, they had to shock him three times to get his rhythm back, get his pulse back, took him to the emergency room, and the doctors told us, three different doctors told us, because he came out, making a long story short, he came out of that, was dismissed. He was sent to New Orleans, was dismissed in 3 days, came home. The doctor said it's a miracle because he has no problems in his mobility, no problems in his mind or anything. And we were just blessed. You can come find out he was diagnosed with hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, which is what some athletes have. It's like a thick, enlarged heart. And typically, when a person has an episode, they die. There's been some people around this area that have, sadly, that have died because that can happen at any time. It's undetected. And then when it happens, they typically die because you have to have CPR and you also have to have an AED. If you don't have a defibrillator, they won't make it. Mm. And Southern Lab had one, which saved my son's life. Mm. And so it's a great story. And the story continued because of the special relationship between Central Private and Southern Lab. Central Private is primarily white, although we're trying to change that and adding to our variety. Southern Lab is primarily black, but it created such a friendship. Jamar McKnight was the coach there, and he's at Central High School mm-hmm. now. He's a friend of mine now, and a lot of other people are friends of mine that were there for my son, praying for him, helping him. So this past year, in the senior season, he couldn't play because the cardiologist said he couldn't play. But when he was still on the team, he supported the team. We went to Southern Lab. They honored him and gave him stuff. And then when they came here to Central Private to play, we recognized Southern Lab. So they gave sweatshirts and flowers, and they gave Noah a shirt that said Lab Fam on it. Mm. He's a part of the family, and they recognize him as one of their own now. And it's created a great relationship between the two schools.
And Robert, I never told you this, but I'm friends with Kevin Augustine, one of the basketball coaches at Southern Lab. And I've known Kevin. I've known Kevin for 30 years. And Kevin, I don't think I've ever shared this with you, but Kevin, when this happened, I didn't know you at the time, and I didn't know your son. And Kevin had told me, I was calling Kevin for something else, but he had told me about this. And he was praying, and he was worried, you know. And he was, like you said, what they did, the help was incredible. And like I said, it's brought the two schools to be really close. And like Kevin Augustine was just, he said it was a miracle. You know, he even said it was like, goodness.
Yeah. Kevin is a friend of mine now. I spoke to him last week, as a matter of fact. And a little side note, he probably didn't tell you this, but Southern Lab didn't have an AED. And he started raising money to buy one as a middle school basketball coach over there, selling concessions, snacks, and drinks. And he had recently brought that to the school. But because of his determination to get that. So, I have a picture with him, and he's a good friend of mine now, he and Jamar McKnight. But Coach Augustine was phenomenal. He ran in there and helping with CPR, helping Dr. Dean. He's the one that went and got the AED that was actually in his office. And it was locked in his office because it hadn't even been put out yet. And another part of that story is he had an appointment in Alexandria that night that canceled. He came to the school and was standing at the scorer's table just checking on the game when all that went down. So, I mean, to us, it's like God orchestrated a lot of things that's just amazing. And Noah's doing great now. And we've got a lot of new friends from it. He had to have a defibrillator installed into his chest. So he's got that, but he's doing very well. And we're just so grateful. We count our blessings every day. Robin Fambrough from The Advocate wrote two or three different articles about it in The Advocate. As a matter of fact, she was nominated for some national award based on that story. And I'm not sure if she won that or not, but she was nominated for it. And she wrote several articles. WBRZ came out to the school and put it on TV at least twice to different things. And we're just blessed. We count our blessings every day about Noah. And again, the special things that develop from that, you realize that people are people. It doesn't matter where they're from. It doesn't matter the background, socioeconomic color, anything. People jump in there when you have a situation like that. I'm forever grateful to Central Private, but I'm also forever grateful to Southern Lab for those dear people and how they treated us and how they jumped in and helped save my son.
Robert, great story. I'm glad you shared that with all our listeners from all over the state, especially Shreveport and Bossier that gets us too, and all over the state. But we're going to take a break when we come back. I'm going to brag on some of the football players because that's my strong point. I know football players. So we're going to talk about the class of 222, some of your guys coming back, some of your students that are going to be playing football for Central Private this coming year, talk about their names, and also get your thoughts as a fan, as a principal. I know that you like LSU. We're going to talk about LSU baseball. Who would you like to see them hire? And also what your opinion is of the 12 teams for maybe a playoff system for football. Get your thoughts on that. What do you think?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and we'll be right back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. We'll have more with Robert Martin, the principal, headmaster from Central Private High School. We'll be right back. So, hey, guys, just wanted to take a minute to tell you about Harvey Autos. If you need a new or used car, there's three great dealerships right here worth checking out. John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, and Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Low prices, honest people. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest is Robert Martin, the principal, headmaster at Central Private High School. They're building a new school. It's really exciting. I had a chance to see not the complete finished version, but I saw the vision. I saw the building. I saw the property. It's big time, people, big time. And I want to mention football. Before we go into the players of Central Private, I want to mention that Gonzales area, five teams, Robert, will be getting turf fields pretty soon in the Gonzales area. Dutchtown, Santa Mall, East Ascension, and a Prairieville High School, which hasn't been built yet, is going to get a turf field when it's built in a year or two from now. So all of those fields in Ascension, we got a lot of turf fields in Louisiana now. And the playoff system, Might be 12 teams in college football. What's your thoughts on that, Robert, with 12 teams going? I like it.
Oh, I think it'd be great. I'd mentioned that a long time ago. Me and my boys talk about it. Yeah, you know, to me, you should have all the conference, your major conference champions in there, and then get your highest ranked teams. Let them go at it. I mean, they talk about too many games, but it used to be 2A football, I guess. They call it something different now, but they have playoffs. Yeah. Why can't the big guys do it? I don't see why they can't. It would create a lot of excitement, a lot more money for the NCAA, I'm sure, and the whole schools. I think it's a great idea.
And you can keep the 12 major bowl games. It's pretty.
Yeah, use them in your. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so you can. You know, everybody cares about. You know, the complaint is we got too many bowl games. It's like 65, 70 bowl games. There's teams playing with more losses than wins, and I don't like that, but.
Exactly.
Know, they go to a bowl game and they're like 4-12, you know. But having 12 teams and you keep the traditional bowl games, everybody watches those bowl games. Those are the ones people watch. I'd like to go back to just 12 bowl games. That's 24 teams. 24 teams get to go to a bowl game. And then LSU baseball, I'm hoping they hire Mike Bianco, who played at LSU, was the catcher for Ben McDonald. Robert, he's been at Ole Miss. And here's why. He's been at Ole Miss for close to 20 years. He's got almost a 75% winning percentage. He has signed players to a university that's not known for baseball. It's not LSU. And he's been to the Omaha several times. The only thing he doesn't have on his resume is a national championship. Skip Bertman didn't win a national championship his first few times to Omaha. It took him years. And I think Bianco knows LSU. He knows the recruiting of Florida. He can go to Mississippi and get kids. He's young, you know, early 50s. What do you think of Bianco if he is the next coach at LSU baseball?
I hear that name a lot. Of course, it seems a natural fit. And I can – all the reasons you just stated would make him a good hire, I think. And there's other names, of course, been tossed around. The Tennessee coach, but he's not going to leave there.
No.
But, yeah, I think that's almost like a natural fit for the program. And having his relationship with Skip and all that, and me and my boys, we're big LSU fans, football, baseball, and basketball, all that. So I know they'll make a good hire, and I don't think we're far away from, you know, based even on the team this year, we're not far away from competing for more national championships. You know, get Omaha and winning the whole thing again.
And Robert, you know what I like about Bianco? He's a pitcher development coach. I mean, he develops pitchers. That's what they need. That's what they need.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some Central Private football players. We're going to brag on your student athletes, Robert, when we come back. We're going to have more. Robert Martin, the head master principal of Central Private High School, will be right back.
Parents, are you looking for advice on getting your high school athlete recruited by the right college? Lee Brekeen is your answer. Lee has been doing it for over 30 years. He knows the ropes, and more importantly, he knows the people. Lee offers turnkey service from evaluation, creating highlight tapes in the correct format, and complete guidelines for effective communication with the schools. No matter the sport, girl or boy, no matter what grade your child is in, let Lee Brekeen help match your child to the right college fit. Go to our website, LAFootballMagazine.com, and get connected today.
Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. We have Robert Martin, the principal headmaster of Central Private High School in Central Louisiana, town of Central. Make sure I get that out there. Robert, your team in football with Robbie Malfus, who played quarterback at LSU, by the way, for all those young listeners. He was at LSU when they had David Woodley and Steve Ensminger. A little trivia. And Bob Lane, all of them played in the NFL or played in an NFL league. Can you imagine that? Four quarterbacks at LSU, and they all played in some type of pro league when they were done?
Wow, that's exciting.
Right. Incredible. You know, David Woodley went to a Super Bowl with the Dolphins. Ensminger played a little bit with the Eagles. Bob Lane played in the USFL when Herschel Walker was playing. He played for Birmingham Stallions. And Robbie Malfus played a little semi-pro ball. But here is – I'm going to name some of the kids at your school that's to look for this year in football. Center, Clay Easley, 5'11", 240, 230, good-looking kid, great athlete. Reese Dean's going to play receiver, quarterback. He's been playing there for a long time, along with Clay. Scooter Anderson, a linebacker. Hank Robinson, a big guy, 284 in weight, 284 pounds. He's an offensive lineman. Austin Bradford, a athlete linebacker, been a starter for a while. Noah Tomplay is also going to play some quarterback. And Ryder Moat, an offensive lineman. These are all really good seniors for your program coming back, Robert, at Central Private for football.
Oh, yeah, that's a list of great guys. Our linemen are doing the Nichols State camp, and I think our linemen are going to be stronger this year than we have had in the past. We've got a lot of good linemen. Robbie's a good offensive coach. He'll get the best out of the running back, quarterback. Tom Play was a quarterback last year. Reese Dean is a stud everywhere he plays, every sport, every position. He's going places. Easily, you mentioned a strong force there at the center spot. And one thing about our players, they put it all on the line. They're not afraid of anybody. They're going to play hard. They may be outnumbered, and that's one of our primary problems. But we feel like that with our numbers going up, we've got a lot of eighth graders coming from different schools coming in our program, and it's going to help us across the board in football. Robbie, they'll run through a wall for Robbie. All the players, they love Robbie. He's got a great attitude. He's just cool, laid back. You know, and they like him riding around his convertible, and they like Robbie. And he's always talking about the Raiders and stuff, and gives me Raiders ink pens and stuff. But hey, they love playing for him. And again, last year and even the year before. This year was the first year we could compete in the playoffs for LHSAA, right? Because the first year on probation. So in the probationary year, I believe we would have made the playoffs. I'm pretty sure, that we would have, but we couldn't compete then. Southern Lab has a heck of a team, of course, and that 2 years ago we were neck and neck with them and lost there at the end. So we've got some guys. We're just praying and hoping we can just get a few more in here, and we're going to make a big difference. We're going to be heard. People are going to know about Central Private Redhawks. And then again, the football team, we're excited about the promise of this year, what it's going to bring for our team.
Robert, you know what? I think I told you this, but when Calvary Baptist started, you know, they didn't have football for years. It was just a school in Shreveport. And then, look, they're winning state championships now, and they're getting elite players, and they're getting elite athletes in every sport. And I remember when they built their school and they built all their facilities. You know that old saying, build it and they will come? I sense that with Central Private. I sense that y'all are going to have a lot of families say, you know, we want to go there. It's got, you know, it's really just taken off. And like you said, y'all – you know, when I heard Central Private was going from the MAIS in football to the LHSSA, I was kind of like, can they do that? And they did. It's like it wasn't even a rough spot that y'all were able to play with these teams. Slaughter Academy, which has got a good program, Southern Lab. I mean, you got all these great 1A teams out there, East Iberville. I mean, just a lot of great programs locally, White Castle, just teams that are just hard to beat in 1A.
Oh yeah, like I said, and we're competitive. Now Southern Lab beat us down pretty good this year, but we've been in just about every game. We've been competitive. Slaughter, I think that's the game where we lost on the 2-point conversion. It kept us out of the playoffs. If we would have won that. But we do feel like our entire program, academically, athletically, that we are strategically located where we are on this side of town. You know, there's not a lot of private schools in this area. And we can draw from, and are drawing. We're drawing right now from Zachary, from Central, from the Denham area, the Walker area. All these areas, they're hearing about us now, and we're getting a lot of people coming. And the future's bright for our school. The saying I created for us is that we're soaring to new heights. And as Redhawks, we're soaring new heights in every area, academically, athletically, and even our location. So there's great things ahead for Central Private.
Robert, you said you're an LSU fan, right? You're a big LSU fan?
Yes, sir.
Is there one football player, baseball player that sticks out to you as a fan over the years? Is there one or two that you just enjoyed watching, you know, as a fan?
Oh man, you have to say Joe Burrow for one, for sure. Noah, I tell you, Noah would give anything if he could meet Joe Burrow. So anybody out there can make that happen for my man Noah.
There you go.
But I go back. I remember Pistol Pete playing for the New Orleans Jazz and stuff, man. Shaquille O'Neal. I met Shaquille O'Neal, shook his hand. My hand disappeared inside of his hand. These guys, you know, Chris Jackson. There's so many great athletes that have come through there, through the LSU program, that, it's just a lot of great people.
Well, that's a lot of great names. I'm glad you pulled that one out, the Pete Maravich. I've heard so many great stories of him playing in the old barn, the old gymnasium at LSU, where he was just couldn't stop him back. If there was a 3-point line, you always hear that. If there was a 3-point line back then, he would have probably had 80, 90 points a game if there was a 3-point line. They didn't even have a 3-point line. He was getting about 40, 50 a game. Easy.
He's the leader of all time in this NCAA scoring right now still. Someone looked at all the video and, like you said, said if it's a 3-point line, he would average over 60 points a game.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, he's just amazing. Then I remember Chris Jackson, you know, later, and he was great. Those teams that went to the Final Four, I remember, you know, Redden and Don Redden, which I think he may have died of the same thing that Noah had, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the late Don Redden, who went to school at Ouachita High School in Monroe, was a great player for Dale Brown. And tragically, he passed away way too young. Was one of my favorites. I liked. He was a great player.
Oh, yeah, I love those teams. I remember when they beat Georgia Tech and went on, you know, to the Final Four and all that. I mean, it was – some great days. I attended, you mentioned Ouachita Christian. I attended, it was NLU back in the day, and of course, ULM now.
Right.
And so I remember, all up that area up there. But
yeah, they had Stan Humphries and Bubby Brister and Bob Lane and Doug Peterson, who was the coach of the Eagles, went to the Super Bowl. Doug Peterson was a quarterback at ULM. They had some great.
Let me tell you something I did. I was a grad assistant at NLU back then, and Stan Humphries in my class.
Really?
So the grad assistant, he was in my class. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I remember the national championship. You know, they won the national championship in 2A football back then, 88, I think.
With Pat Collins as the coach. And
They had Teddy Garcia as a kicker, and he went to play for the Patriots. Of course, Stan Humphries.
Roosevelt Potts. Remember Roosevelt Potts from Rayville, Louisiana, running back? I always tell people.
Yeah, was it Ray? Come up there.
Rayville.
Yeah.
He was 6'1", 250, ran a 4.45. He was incredible.
Wow.
Yeah, he was one of the best that nobody ever talks about. Roosevelt Potts. He was incredible, but they had so many great players.
He went to the Colts, didn't he? He played for the Colts, I think.
Yeah, and then they had Jackie Harris, a tight end that played in the NFL a long time, was on that team. Jackie Harris, who was a great player for NLU. I want to say ULM now, NLU, Northeast. Back in those days.
That was some fun times.
But, Robert, I'm so glad that we were able to finally pull it off and promote Central Private and get you on it, because I know that you're excited. I'm excited for the school. I have no ties to Central Private. I'm just happy for Central Private, because growing up, I remember when Central Private didn't even have almost 100 students, you know, in the early days. You know, and it's grown.
Right.
It's really come a long way, and I'm excited for everybody involved. And, again, I appreciate you coming on. I really do.
Yes, sir. Hey, if I could say one last thing, some of you people out there, are you looking for a great school to send your kids? Man, bring them here. Our enrollment is less than most of these private schools around here, but what you get academically and athletically is on par with anybody. And our best days are ahead of us. We're soaring to new heights. Together, we're going to do great things, and we'd love for you to be part of the Central Private family.
And come check out.
Last thing I was going to say, we have traditional values here. We use modern methods, but we have traditional values. We're a faith-based school, and we're pumped. We're pumped about Central Private.
And check out the new school, right?
Absolutely. I'll give you a tour. You want to come see it? I'll take you and walk you over there. And they're there, man, they've got it going on. I'll go by there 2-3 times a week, and And we're still on schedule to open up. We'll have the 6th, I didn't tell you that, the 6th through 12th grade to move there first.
Okay.
So middle school and high school will be there. And we have a new gym that's being built right there. Beautiful first-class school and first-class gymnasium. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
Hey, folks, you don't miss out on it. You need to come on over here.
And a lot of practice, a lot of room, a lot of extra room left after the school was built. They have a bunch of acreage left to put practice fields for the football team and baseball and all that. It's great. I was impressed. And Robert,
the next phase, we're gonna move elementary over there, and then the next phase, we're gonna get all of the athletic program fields over there. We're gonna have football, baseball, everything is gonna be over there in time. So that's what we're working toward.
Okay, Robert, don't hang up. I'm going to end the show. Everybody go to LAFootballMagazine.com. Central Private's in our preview magazine, and they have been for 25 years. And it's not the MAIS anymore. Like I said, they went into 2019, the LHSA, and they're going to be competing in District 1, Class 1A, again this year in Baton Rouge. But they're going to be previewed, and all the schools in the state, pre-order your copy. Go to LAFootballMagazine.com. It'll be out late August. I appreciate Robert Martin coming on from Central Private, the principal, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.